wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Merry Christmas and the unwanted Savior. At the season of each year called Christmas, we manger in Bethlehem, where was born Jesus Christ, of whom the prophet wrote, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." What a mystery was that babe! He was a child born and the son given. That babe was a real child born of a woman, the Virgin Mary. And yet that babe was the Son of God, given to man as God's love gift to us. That babe was the Son of Man, not the son of a man, for he was the Son of God. No wonder Holy Scripture exclaims, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in flesh." That babe that nursed on a mother's breast was the mighty God, the creator of the universe, for all things were made by him. But why was this wonderful Son of God born in a manger? The Bible says there was no room for them in the inn. They sought a room in the roadside inn of Bethlehem, but there was none, and they were turned away, not wanted. Just to think, God looked down on earth as he gave us his beloved Son, and he saw us receive him in a cattle's manger. At this season of the year, some may think that Jesus is now popular as they see all the celebrations, but a careful analysis of these festivities will reveal that they are in the honor of another, even in the imaginary one they call Santa Claus. Whenever you see the Jews and the Gentiles, the Catholics and the Protestants, the business world and the underworld, the liquor world and the religious world, the pleasure world and the pious world, all join in for a big jovial feasting celebration, you can be sure that God is not in it, but it is originated and engineered by God's subtle enemy, the devil. These Christmas celebrations are not of God, but they are of the devil, as he uses them to scorn the Holy Son of God. Think of people celebrating the birth of Jesus, the one who came to save us from our sins, by sinning more than any other time of the year. More drinking, more dancing, more gluttonous carousals, and more immorality. What could be greater mockery? What could be more insulting to the Holy Son of God? Could wicked Belshazzar's feast have more God-provoking, be more God-provoking than for God to see this world at Christmas time breaking forth with its unrestrained wickedness, and that to celebrate the birth of God's Holy Son Jesus? Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet wrote, "He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. He was not popular. When a child, King Herod sought to kill him. When a man, his townsmen tried to massacre him. And the multitudes that saw his miracles left him to join up with their envious religious leaders in crying, 'Away with him, crucify him.' This world had no place for Jesus, but God took him back to heaven and crowned him with glory and honor, giving to him all power in heaven and on earth. Of him God has declared, 'Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.' For over 1900 years Jesus has been graciously knocking at the door of human hearts. Today he stands able and willing to enter your heart and life, and to bless you with his wonderful salvation. Would you say to him, 'Be gone now, Jesus, I'm looking for Santa Claus?' The innkeeper of Bethlehem said no and turned him away. The world said no and they crucified him. Now what will you say? May you respond in the words of the old hymn, 'Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there's room in my heart for thee.' His tender words sound now in your ears. 'Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me.' The world's Christmas joy is only a sickening delusion. But if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have real heart peace and joy that needs no music, or liquor, or dance to stimulate it. It's not found in sin, but in Jesus. Register with God in heaven your decision. Christ for me, come what may. And as the Bible says, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world. As this world displays at Christmas time how evil it really is, may you call on the Lord Jesus to save you from your sins, yes, and from this world with all its mockery. Amen.